BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Jemima, I'm 19, and I'm from Liverpool. You might not know this, but I was the star of a TV advert. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Jemima.
Hi there.
So you're in an advert, right?
Yeah.
Let me try and guess. Are you the one off of that advert for internet where there's a bit of sexual tension going on between those three people in that flat?
I certainly hope not.
Are you the jolly green giant?
No.
Are you off of Go Compare?
Oh my gosh.
And if so, can you do one?
Man, the annoying man with like the mustache.
The mustache, yeah. Is that you?
Yeah. I did that briefly just to earn some money in a big fat bodysuit.
Really?
No, I'm joking.
Oh. Oh, how disappointing.
Are you one of the meerkats?
I always try and do that voice though, but I can't do it properly, but no, that's not me.
Go on, do it and see if it's you. No, that's not you, is it? No,
it's not me.
So what is it, please?
I was in a 2001 census advert. I didn't even know what a census advert is, and I don't know what a census is at all.
So you're in an advert for something you don't know anything about?
Yeah, nothing about it.
Have you not thought to maybe look that up since?
No.
Is this not the very point of an advert?
I really like it that the people in the advert had no idea what a census was.
It's a bit like you when you do some of your voiceovers for things that you don't know what you're actually talking about.
I know everything about them.
But you just do a professional job, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I was being a professional child.
Do you want to know what a census is?
Go on, then.
Basically, it's when the government try and work out who lives here, and you have to fill in a form, and they kind of estimate households and populations.
On the video, I was wondering why it's got so many dislikes. I was like, do people not appreciate me sticking my hand up? But then it said that it was all the government, so maybe that's why it got so many dislikes on YouTube.
When you did the census, Scott, didn't you say that you lived with David Hasselhoff? Isn't that what you said?
No, I did not say that.
But you had to declare what it was like on that night that you filled out the census, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
And Hasselhoff was around.
That is true. That is true. That's on my record.
But then did they like set an inquiry as like, why was David Hasselhoff in Scott Mills' house that day?
No, you never hear anything.
Oh.
Why? So which one are you in the advert?
Right at the very end.
I'm just looking now.
It's the UK 2001 census government advert, if you want to search for it.
Oh, here we go.
The 2001 census will give a picture of Britain that helps plan all our futures.
Is that you?
Yeah, right at the very end.
Well, that's not your voice, is it?
No, not the voiceover.
Oh, the girl at the end putting her hand up in the classroom.
The little girl. Cute girl.
Major role.
I have to say, the way you put your hand up in the classroom is impressive, though. That's one of the straightest arms I've ever seen.
Oh, it took several takes, believe me. The director was, like, bringing out a ruler and everything to make sure my arm was very, very, very straight.
And do people come up to you in the street and go, do that thing where you put your arm really straight in the classroom?
No, not really. No one was really that bothered apart from my family.
But are you available for more straight arm work?
Yeah, sure. You know, if you need a really straight, elegant arm for anything.
Well, I know that Danny Boyle listens to this show a lot.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Danny.
So if he's, you know, planning any films or more ceremonies where he needs someone to put their arm up really straight.
Yeah.
I've got your girl here, Danny. Well, listen, thank you very much for introducing the show, Jemima.
No problem.
Really good to speak to you.
Yeah, good to speak to you too. Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Chris had quite a chill weekend, yes?
Yeah, it was good.
Did you kind of re-energise your candle that you've been burning?
Yes. How was Zante for you?
It was good. I made a new friend, actually. I played a club gig in Zante on Saturday night, as I sometimes do. I went via Budapest this week in Hungary, which I've never been to before, because there's no flights from the UK direct to Zante on Saturday. And they're very friendly there. I flew from London to Budapest, but when I got there, it was like 4-hour flight delay to Zante. So I was like, oh, what am I going to do? There's not much in that airport. So I thought I'd go on a little adventure. So I stepped out of the airport and got into a taxi and was like, hello, could you take me to somewhere to eat food, please? And he's like, yes, yes, yes. So took me to what looked like a retail park, first of all. I was like, is there anywhere like a bit more authentic Hungarian? Because when, you know, when you're in Budapest, you've got to try it, haven't you?
Right.
This was all like fast food places. So I thought, oh, okay, he's going to take me somewhere really cool. We end up in a roadside cafe and he joined me for dinner.
This all sounds weird.
Oh, yeah. It was like a 4-hour stop off, but I was like, so I eat here? And he was like, you eat, I eat. And before you know it, I am there with my new friend, who I call Dave, because I don't know his name, and we are eating Hungarian goulash by the side of a road.
Wow. It's the stuff of dreams.
Yeah. He ordered for me and everything. I pay for his meal.
So, and then what happened? You said goodbye, got on your flight, and...
And I was like, thank you very much for the meal, and see you soon, hopefully, if I ever come back to Budapest.
Are you going to see each other again, or...?
Yeah, I think we might keep in touch. We didn't really have much to talk about, apart from how cheap the goulash was in his place. And apparently, if I'd gone to the town, it would have cost me another €5.
I've never had goulash. Nice.
It's, yeah, it's all right. There's a lot of bread on the go, and a lot of... There's a lot of carbs in Hungary. Do you know what I mean? If I was there, if I lived there, I'd be the size of a house.
Yeah.
Because there's like the goulash with the chips and rice and bread. Like three-way carbs.
Just wondering where I can get some goulash now.
Would you like some?
Well, I'm sort of in the mood for
I've
it
I've got
now,
pictures
yeah.
of him as well.
Lunchtime.
Oh, my new friend. I've got a picture. Look, there's
That's
us.
That's weird.
There's us eating goulash together.
What?
Isn't that good? It's my new friend.
Only you this could happen to.
So, no, on a flight delay, I just make a new Hungarian friend. Anytime I need a goulash now, I know where to go.
Dave.
Right. I don't know whether it's his name, but I'm just calling him Dave. The Scott Mills Daily. Celebrating that incredible 100-metre victory in the Olympics for Bolt last night. And I'll replay you something that you may have forgotten about, or maybe if you're a new listener, you've never heard before.
I'm Usain Bolt, and Scott Mills is faster than me.
That is him.
Right, I'm still trying to figure this out. Is this like a proper race?
Yep, we had a race, and I won. And I do have proof. I'll play it to you after I pass one. But it's good to see that he's bounced back from that and is now the Olympic champion.
Okay.
Someone's still not believing me, are they?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people want to know how this occurred.
I'm Usain Bolt, and Scott Mills is faster than me.
Talk about the 100 metres last night. This yeah. was 2 years ago when I beat Usain Bolt. And a lot of people are like, well, how? Well, I'm about to tell you. So a couple of years ago, me and him had a race.
So this is... Hang
do
on.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Two men, one race, the fastest man wins. Yep. We'll find out, once and for all, who is faster, Usain Bolt or Scott Mills?
It sounds like the campest 100 metres ever.
I forgot that music.
What was that?
I don't even know where we found that.
I should do that before the Olympic one.
He does sound nervous. Do you want to hear it again? It's good, isn't it?
Two men. One race. The fastest man wins. We'll find out, once and for all, who is faster.
Why once and for all? No one's ever asked that. Like, no one cares.
Slightly strange wording. He did sound nervous, though. Listen.
Scott Mills. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Usain Bolt, are you ready?
Yeah.
See?
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, are you ready for this? You can't quite believe what's going to happen here, can you?
Listen.
The race is to find out who is fastest at naming 5 Kylie Minogue songs.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Well, no, I didn't... Did we ever say at any point that running was involved?
Well, I just assumed that's what it...
It's still a race.
Whoever names 5 Kylie tunes in the shortest time wins.
I'm trying to figure out who. I don't
know. Kylie Minogue?
No.
No?
I'm bad at names.
Right, no, it doesn't know. Advantage?
Scott Mills, you go first. Name 5 Kylie songs. On your marks, get set, go.
Chocolate, Slow, I Should Be So Lucky, Hand on My Heart, Better the Devil You Know.
What?
Scott Mills, your time was 6 seconds.
Okay, remember that? 6 seconds.
How do you know all of these? And what's Chocolate?
Yeah, that wasn't one of her best. And I don't even know why I said that first. That was one of them, though. That was a hit. Ish.
Really?
Hmm. Never heard of Chocolate.
I've never heard of it myself, no. Really?
6 seconds there from Mills.
What is slow?
Slow. That was another one.
Was it?
Yep. Not aware of that one, no.
I've never heard of that either.
Look them up, they'll be there.
How can you reel these off the top of your head as well so quickly? It's like you've done this before.
Always been able to do it with Kylie songs, don't know why. Anyway, 6 seconds.
Usain Bolt. You must name 5 Kylie songs in a faster time. On your marks, get set, go.
Hand of my heart.
Yeah, that's one.
I can't remember what you just said.
Time faster, yeah!
That's cheating, though.
Why?
Because I don't know none. So it is cheating.
Yeah, so that's how it happened.
That's ridiculous.
And that's how I beat Usain Bolt.
I'm Usain Bolt, and Scott Mills is faster than me.
True.
Technically, yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
How you doing? It's Scott. I'm Radio 1. Chris is here. Becky's here.
Hello.
Hi.
I sound a bit like that man off the cold and flu adverts today. Sorry.
I know.
This is like, there's like sexy ill where you're like, hello. I can't do the voice. You know, like where you've got sexy ill where you've got a bit of a sore throat.
Sure.
And this is like really unattractive ill where you've just got a big red nose.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It's not even that red. Okay. Let's announce. It's Radio 1. I'm so excited. This is happening next week. This show will come live from Edinburgh, and then Grimmy's show in the evening from 10 p.m. will be live from Edinburgh. Plus, for 4 nights from 11 till midnight next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're putting on the cabaret show. Listen live to it on Radio 1. Watch it live on the Radio 1 website. And you can also watch live on your telly on the BBC Red Button. It's Radio 1's Fun and Filth Cabaret returning to Edinburgh. Now, each day we are getting a load of acts from the best shows at the Edinburgh Festival, and we're putting them on in a late night show. If you've not ever been to the Edinburgh Festival, you don't know what it is. What happens is the whole of the city of Edinburgh is taken over for the entire month of August, and pretty much everywhere puts on a show. There's a real party vibe. There's people like out in the streets watching shows, drinking, having fun. There are shows everywhere, in theatres, in pubs, every little nook and cranny you can possibly think of in all of the city, all over August. Everywhere has a show on. This year, 2,695 shows are happening, which is more than ever. There's loads of performers that you all know that are well-known, comedians, celebrities, singers doing shows. There's loads of people you've never heard of before, because anyone can put on a show, big or small. And I love it. This is the 4th year we've been. And honestly, if you ever get a chance to go, do it. So, our late night shows are next week. Me and Grimmy will be your hosts. It will be rude. It will be funny. And it really will be weird. But it will also be the best hour of your life. So make sure you note it down.
That's 11. Quite a guarantee.
Yeah, I'm confident. 11 till midnight every night next week. Listen and watch live.
Are you sure it's going to be the best hour of my life?
I've had some good hours in my life thinking about it.
Is it just going to be the best hour of your life?
No. Next week, I can guarantee each day it will be the best hour in that day of your life.
Of your life in that day.
The best hour in the day.
What's the best hour of your life, Chris?
No, another time. Save it for Tap End.
I'd quite like to know.
So next week will be the best hour of that day of your life. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
It'll be the best hour of every Monday, the 13th of August, you've ever had.
Yeah, in your life.
Don't play this down. This is massive.
Sorry.
We know it's big. It's just, that was just quite a claim.
So today, we are announcing Monday night's lineup. Very proud about this. First act we can announce at next Monday's Cabaret, which you will listen to and watch from 11 p.m. It'll be the best hour of your life that day. Comedian Tim Vine.
Yes.
Love him.
I'm very excited about this. You know his jokes. He is amazing. He's like the king of one-liners.
Yeah, now I don't have any clips of Tim Vine, so...
No, but I do have some of his jokes. So, not to diss Tim's delivery, but I've got some jokes and Chris can just read them out.
Oh, right.
Okay, so
this is not quite what it's going to be like, but you can sort of imagine.
Right, so
just imagine this, but a lot funnier.
Yeah, I think this one might prove how good Tim Vine is as a comedian. Okay,
so shall I just do these jokes?
Got the Tim Vine lines there. So here we go, Vine lines.
Black Beauty. Now there's a dark horse.
You see, so much of comedy, it is in the delivery, isn't it? You can't just take any old person and get them to do a joke.
When Tim does that, it's brilliant.
Crime in multi-storey car parks. That is wrong on so many different levels.
That is quite funny, even with him saying it.
I think it's because he doesn't quite know what he's reading.
I saw this advert in a window that said, television for sale, £1, volume stuck and full. I thought, I can't turn that down. I should say it like, I can't turn that down.
Do you get the joke?
Yeah.
Like I say, it's all in Tim's delivery.
I've just been on a once-in-a-lifetime holiday. I'll tell you what, never again.
Get it?
Next time we'll get clips.
Last one. So I said to a Scotsman, did you have terrible spots as a kid? He said, acne. Acne.
Very good, Chris.
Anyway.
Right, so there's some
So hopefully he'll still be coming after hearing that.
Oh, God. Yeah, can we...
I should do his warm-up.
No. Can we confirm that he's still coming, please?
Yeah, I'll send an email apologising for that.
Chris there doing some of Tim Vine's jokes. He'll be doing them for real. Probably not those ones. Who knows? Next week, next Monday. Also, on our bill next week, on Monday night, The Blanks. Remember them? They were on Scrubs. They were Ted's band in Scrubs. Very, very good. They do a cappella. Now, if you don't know what that is, instruments. A cappella. That's Latin. You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream. They're good. The way you turn me on, I can't sleep. Also, Scouting for Girls. She's so lovely, 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 she's so lovely. Scouting for Girls are going to be joining us on Monday. Also, comedian Roisin Conaty. I love her.
She's very funny. She's always on Russell Howard's Good News.
Yes.
Now, I don't have any of her jokes, and I think it's safer if we just leave the jokes.
Sure.
Because I could get Chris to do some, but to be honest, I don't want anyone else pulling out, so...
How rude.
She's going to be there.
So she's on, and Scouting for Girls, which I'm very pleased about. And also, an artist called Kitty Bang Bang.
Oh, wow.
Now... She sounds amazing.
Yep.
What does she do?
Well, she's everything you think she's going to be. She is burlesque.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Amazing. I was waiting for a bit of burlesque, and there it is. Now, I think we may have said before that burlesque is posh stripping. I'm not sure this is very good for... Do they play this music when they're doing burlesque?
I don't think so, no.
No. Do even strippers play this music when they're stripping? I don't think they do.
I've never heard it in the Peppermint Hippo.
I had something called Chicken Bang Bang for my lunch today.
It's nothing like that.
This bodes well.
What does that even mean?
Was that the best hour of your life?
And I can announce some guest hosts. Do you remember how we freaked out Dappy and Joey Essex last year? They'd never seen anything like this. Your guest host will be on the Monday night, this time next week in Edinburgh. Actual Mark Wright.
What, from Hollywood Nights?
From Hollywood Nights. And
yes!
Also from The Only Way is Essex.
Oh.
Yes. So he's going to be guest hosting with me and Nick Grimshaw. And this is very exciting. From The Inbetweeners. Chris's favourite. Emily Attack is co-hosting with Mark Wright. And Emily's on the phone. Emily!
Hello, how are you?
You don't know how excited we are about you coming to Edinburgh next week.
Oh, Are you really? That's nice. I'm so excited as well. I've been to the festival to, you know, watch the acts, but I've never actually been a part of it, so it's lovely.
Chris is very excited that you're going to be there because he is a massive fan of The Inbetweeners.
Oh, are you now?
Yeah. It's my favourite show ever.
Oh, good. It was so fun to film. I'd say it was definitely one of my favourite jobs. It was really good fun.
If you're really lucky, Emily, he'll do the special Inbetweeners dance for you.
Oh, amazing. Good.
Yeah.
Please do. Oh, in your pants.
Yeah, he'll do that for you.
Is that a request?
I'll do it in my pants. That's the deal. I'll do it in my pants. You do it in your pants.
That sounds like it's going very well.
That's on.
He's gone so red. I am a massive Dancing on Ice fan, so that also works for me.
Yep. Oh, God, that seems like so long ago now.
Can you still do it?
Do you know what? I have no idea. I haven't really been. I went, like, once or twice. I know, it's really shameful. But I've no idea. I don't think it would be Dancing on Ice for me anymore. I think it would just be falling flat on my face.
We could get you one of those little mini swimming pools that would freeze over because it's so cold in Edinburgh at the moment.
Fun and Filth
you
Cabaret.
Could just do a little a skating routine.
Yes.
Shall we?
Fun and Filth on Ice.
Do it with me.
So you're going to be there this time next week, next Monday, for the Fun and Filth Cabaret, which is great.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
And you are our guest host. Well, there's one of two guest hosts. The other one is Mark Wright. Have you met him before?
I think I briefly met him once, very briefly. But no, yeah, that's great. I'm sure we'll have a laugh.
Now, I've been looking up a lot of pictures of you today, Emily.
Oh, God.
And there are a lot of you only wearing bar and pants. Now, I cannot...
Oh, no!
I can't guarantee the weather in Edinburgh. Last year, at times, it was quite cold.
Yeah, no.
So do you need me to bring any kind of warm stuff, like a jumper?
Yeah, I was going to say, could you? Because I'll sort it out my end, and I'll pack some good, decent jumpers and stuff.
But I like the way the fact that you've Googled her and you found a few pictures of her in brown pants, and therefore assume that you've got no other clothes. That's such a boy thing to think.
I'm sorry, he's right. I do just go around in one of those little tuk-tuk things with just bra and pants on, like at night.
You'll be very welcome in Edinburgh, I think.
Woohoo!
There's one more name you haven't announced, Scott. You're also going to do a performance.
Oh, like last year, yes.
Yes, and Monday is your night.
Monday was my night last year, and I performed a song called Guy Love with David Hasselhoff.
Guy Love, that's all it is. Guy Love, in his mind I'm his. There's nothing gay about it in our eyes. You ask about this thing we share. And he tenderly replies, it's guy love between two guys.
Yeah. Is there anything you'd like me to do, Emily, as my performance this year? Because I haven't got a clue.
Well, will you serenade me? Will you, like, sing me a really nice love song?
I can do.
Be a bit weird.
I can do that.
Cool. It'd be nice.
Well, listen, I'm going to try and work out what the hell I'm going to do next Monday, and I will see you in Edinburgh next week with Mark Wright, and we'll all have fun. And Grimmy will be there as well.
Amazing. Can't wait. Really can't wait.
Thank you, Emily. See you next week. So, a lot of promises there. One, it's going to be the best night of your life, or the best hour of your life. Two, Emily Attack will be in her pants. And three, Chris will also be in his pants. And that's just Monday night.
Well, I'm happy to do it. I'll take one for the team.
Fun and Filth Cabaret is next week. Okay, good. In Edinburgh. Listen to it every night and watch it on the Radio 1 website and Red Button. It's going to be amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Michael in Manchester, who's just sent me a cracking bit of potential innuendo bingo for tomorrow. There's so much Olympic stuff coming in. It's just so good at this time of year.
It's just every Tuesday and Thursday is an Olympic special, really, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. There's so much Olympic stuff coming in. Because there's so much coverage, obviously, innuendos ahoy.
Mm.
Thank you, Michael. If yours gets used tomorrow, you will earn yourself, straight away, 250 Scott Mills points. Just like that. If we use the clip, bosh. Send any innuendo bingo that you get. If you see it on TV or hear it on the radio, send me a kind of time it was on and what they said and what channel. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Bingo to listen and watch Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1:45. Hello, Ellie and Ben and Matthew have been doing some extra work this afternoon. They've been extras in a soap opera.
Oh, wow.
I know. A lot of waiting around, but it's quite cool because you do get to be in the background on TV. They just text me They've been doing silent dancing for most of the day.
Yeah, you might be able to answer this. You know when extras are talking in the background?
Yeah.
Is this a stupid question? Are they actually talking to each other just very quiet, or are they just mouthing it?
They are just mouthing it, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Wow. So let's have an extra conversation now.
Well, I was just...
You can kind of whisper. I've had to do this before, but in my role in The Bill, which was basically an extra, you just talk, but really quietly. And you pretend that you're having a real in-depth conversation. You're not saying anything of any note.
Yeah.
Anyway, the silent dancing, you'll notice on soaps and TV shows sometimes, let's say when there's people dancing in EastEnders, for example, in the pub or in the club, you'll notice they're never in time with the music. Like, the dancing is always really bad. That's because they put the music on afterwards. So when you're actually there, like, the main actors will be in the scene.
God, that's a bit awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, but you just have to dance to no music because they dubbed the music on afterwards. So that's what Ellie and Ben and Matthew have been doing for most of the afternoon, dancing with no music.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I told you earlier that the Fun and Filth Cabaret is back all next week. We are in Edinburgh at the festival. This year there's 2,695 shows in the month of August in Edinburgh. Grimmy's here, hiya.
Hi, so okay?
Yeah, I'm really good. This radio show is going to be there all next week, and Grimmy, your show in the evening is going to be there as well.
Yes. So we're going to do the show 10 till 11, as normal, I think, and then we're going to do our Fun and Filth Cabaret from 11 till midnight.
I had so much fun last year.
I loved it, because the kind of the pressure's off us. It's just doing the radio, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just introducing, instead of introducing songs, you're introducing weirdos.
Yeah.
I mean talented artists.
Yeah. Well, there's a collection of weirdos and talent. If you want to see us now, we're about to do some auditions at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Look, there we are.
So get from a tan.
It's Greece again, isn't it?
Yeah,
at the weekend. Yeah. It is.
Look, a nice colour there.
Thank you very much. Whoa, it's a little bit orange on that one. So from 11 o'clock, 11 till midnight each night, it will be, I promised earlier, the best hour of your life.
No.
Well,
the best hour of your day.
Right, that's what I said. The best hour of your day that day.
That day,
yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
Getting better as the day's gone.
Yeah. Radio 1's Fun and Filth Cabaret, live on stage in Edinburgh. You can listen on Radio 1. You'll be able to watch it live on the BBC Red Button and on the website. The greatest show on earth. The best acts from the Edinburgh Festival. Mm-hmm. Am I building up too much?
A little bit.
Some of our mates will be there as well. There's going to be comedy. There's going to be magic. There's going to be burlesque. There's going to be
lads,
music, lads, mm-hmm. and some things you won't have ever seen before. It will be rude. There probably will be swearing. I'd like it to be more filth than last year.
Yeah, it wasn't that filthy, really, was it?
No,
what was filthy?
I guess
it was kind of filthy when we had the Gatto Chocolat, maybe.
Yeah.
Perform an erotic dance.
And
on
the Chav Burlesque lady.
The
was
Chav
quite
Burlesque,
filthy.
Yeah, that was quite filthy.
We learned earlier there may be some nudity. There's a chance that Emily Attack will be in her pants, just for a change. And it will be the best hour of your life that day. on Monday, we have comedians Tim Vine and Roisin Conaty. We've got music from Scouting for Girls on the Monday, and also The Blanks, who are Ted's band off of Scrubs, who are brilliant. Burlesque from Kitty Bang Bang.
Amazing.
Yeah. Me performing something that we haven't decided yet.
Uh-huh.
Chris in his pants. Emily Attack off the In-Betweeners
Why
in her
in
pants.
Pants.
Because she's doing it, so he wants to do it. Oh, Emily Tuck's doing it, I'll do it. And
just
Mark Wright. Mark
stage.
Wright, I'm sure he'll do it in his pants.
Oh, he's very shy, though.
Isn't he?
I don't think he'll be up for that.
So everyone in their pants. Well, no, Chris, Emily and Mark. I'm not that keen.
I'll do it trouserless.
Okay. We will tell you who is on the Tuesday night show tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, we'll tell you who's on the following Wednesday show.
Okay.
And then on Thursday, etc.
Okay.
Then it's going to be great. Now, as well as the top professional acts, we wanted to give you the chance to perform as well. So you could say you performed at the Edinburgh Festival. And the great thing about this is you don't even need to leave your house. You can do your whole thing without leaving your bedroom because you can perform on your webcam. So we launched a bit of a search for talent and we employed our YouTube friends here, Amazing Phil and Dan Is Not On Fire. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And if you don't know who they are, please explain what you do.
We make strange videos on the internet in our bedrooms.
And they're very popular.
Yeah.
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 So you were in charge of the search of talent. What sort of brilliant acts applied?
Quite a range of things.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a lot of good, genuine talent that you know, describe as talented people, like acrobatics and mm-hmm. singing and stuff like that, and a lot of total rubbish, to be honest, just a lot of really average people.
Yeah, I was surprised by some of the weirdness we got, though.
Oh, yeah, some quite exceptional weirdness that we probably can't mention.
What was the weirdest thing that you got that we can talk about on the radio?
That can.
Yes.
I think the girl. Pins? Yeah, the girl putting 50 safety pins through her tongue piercing.
50?
50.
How long was the video?
That was the thing. It was awkwardly long.
It took about 7 minutes.
45 minutes.
Yeah. No, we don't even want to know how long it took us to take it out because it's just like a big tangled ball of safety pins.
And we've only got an hour long show. Exactly. In fact, 45 minutes is that, you know, no.
We could have our own
unfortunately.
Reserve.
Tired.
Just in case.
Yeah.
What else did you find?
We did have like a legion of elbow lickers because I heard it was meant to be impossible. Yeah. But apparently, it's not that.
Apparently
difficult.
Not. So that didn't make the cut because it was too popular. And a lot of people that could fit their fist in their mouth as their talent, which was
I saw a few of those.
A bit more disturbing than awe-inspiring. Yeah. If
unfortunately,
I'm being totally honest.
The girl who could play the drums with her face didn't get back to us.
No,
which is, I know.
She was my favourite.
That would have been the best hour
that
of
been
lives.
Great.
Did you ever find out whether it was her actually hitting her actual face?
That's
with
how
the
it
drum.
Was worded.
That's how it was worded.
Drums
why
with my face.
Why did she not get back? I was really looking forward to that.
Maybe she was practicing too hard. And
hope you're all right, love, for listening. So you have narrowed it down to 8 acts, but we only need 4. So what we're going to do this week is we will have a look at 2 top talents each day. We are going to get them all on their webcams. Grimmy and I will see them do their thing. And then we will decide which one of them will be appearing at Radio 1's Fun and Filth Cabaret from their bedroom to the world next week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is a technical dream. Everything's happening. Radio 1's Fun and Filth Cabaret is back next week. Me and this person here.
Hi.
Nick Grimshaw will be hosting our late night show. This is quite weird, isn't
this
it?
This is very weird, right. Yeah. We're really, really close.
Really close.
And as I just told you, I've come straight from the gym.
It's all fine.
And timed it wrong, so not had a shower.
It's all right. You don't even smell.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Give it a proper go.
No. Fresh. It's fresh.
No, it's fresh.
It's fresh. So we're going to be live on stage. You can listen on the Radio 1 website. You can watch on the Radio 1 website. Listen on Radio 1, that's what I meant. And also watch live on the BBC Red Button. And we want you to perform as well. You are going to be doing your thing at the Edinburgh Festival, but you won't have to leave your house because you can do it on your webcam. This is history. Forget that thing they've just landed on Mars. If this works, this is going to be great.
This is going to be better.
Okay, Dan and Phil, who is our first performer, please?
Okay, the first person that we have selected is Sam Jenkins, who is 17 from York.
Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Listen,
Hi.
We can hear him, we can see him. Get to a computer. This is actual history in the making. Sam, where is your bedroom? Where are you?
Well, I'm currently in York, in a sort of little suburb of York. It's a very nice place, actually.
I'm quite enjoying secretive. Your curtains are good.
Yeah, thank you.
And it looks like a nice day.
It's very nice.
Oh,
good.
Okay, so we've spoken to you before on the phone a couple of weeks ago. Remind people, what is it you do?
Well, I do dubstep beatboxing mixed in with impressions of famous people and characters from TV and stuff.
Yeah, it's unique.
It is quite unique.
I have never seen or heard anything like this before.
Me neither. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You will see.
Okay. So, for people listening to Radio 1 and people watching on the Radio 1 website, Sam, are you ready to give this a go?
I'm more than willing.
Okay. Okay. Well, in your own time.
We have to guess.
Yeah.
Who it is.
Yeah, we have to guess.
Hello, Bimbley. When I walk, my hair wobbles up and down. Hello, Scott, it's the Mayor of London here. Just to let you know, I love the show, and whatever you do, don't get stuck on a zip line.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Round of applause.
Amazing.
That was a, yeah.
Incorporating Boris Johnson there.
I know.
Boris dub. Relevant. Thank you, Sam.
It's a new genre.
No problem.
Very good. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1, this is Scott Mills with Nick Grimshaw.
Hi.
And our talent scouts, Dan and Phil. We are trying to
holla.
Find...
Hello.
Hello. A performer for the...
holla.
Holla. For the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh next week. We want you to be on. So we've already seen Sam in his bedroom in York. What are people saying about Sam?
Well, we've got a great impression of Boris from George.
I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. I like Boris. I'm obsessed with Bojo.
Yeah. Claire said, ha ha ha, Sam, oh my God, ha ha. That literally had me in tears of laughter. I will never get tired of it.
Good. That's good. Nathan from Shoreham said, complete legend, Ruffle, with 7 exclamation marks. Lol, Scott, get him in there.
Yeah.
And Snoddy in Skipton said it sounded like a poorly Chewbacca.
Oh, well, I think that was one of the impressions.
Yeah, I did like the dead ant. Was that what Chewbacca?
I think so.
Oh, I made a note saying I like the dying animal noise.
Yeah, yes, well, there we go. And,
and the Boris.
And Rose said that was sick. So
excellent. Yeah. Okay, so who have we got as our next performer? Because we're doing 2 auditions per day.
Mm-hmm.
Who have we got?
We have got Sarah, who's 18, from Anglesey.
Hello.
Hi,
it's working. People can see you now on the Radio 1 website. Hello, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now, what do you do?
I do hoop dancing or extreme hula hooping.
Extreme hula hooping.
Okay, excellent.
It's
so
good.
You really kind of need to watch this.
Uh-huh.
This is not going to work on radio. So get to the Radio 1 website now.
It needs to be watched.
Yeah, I've got the music for your extreme hula hooping. It's Avicii, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Where are you? It look like it looks like there's some kind of, I don't know, bin bags behind you or something.
Yeah.
Are they bin bags?
Where are you?
I don't know.
Sounds like an aircraft hangar.
What is that noise?
What is going on there?
Can't hear you.
No, that's because you've got so much noise. Where are you? What's going on?
Tube station.
It's okay.
It's all working so well.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Where are you now?
I'm just in the spare room.
What's with the blackness?
That's my prop.
And bin bags?
Yeah.
You made a studio out of bin bags.
It is bin bags.
That's pretty amazing.
You've used them as drapes, I guess.
Is that just for us?
So it didn't really work.
Oh, it's like in your house.
It looks pretty good, though.
Yeah. The bin bag
wallpaper. Pretty professional. So, I love it.
Okay, right, I'm going to play the music, and we're going to see, if you get to a computer, go to the room website, we're going to see your extreme hula hooping. You ready?
Yeah. I'm
Take ready. It away.
Here we go. Whoa. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, that'll do. What do we
that
think?
Was great. That was amazing.
That was a different
That was
level.
Amazing.
That was.
It was like the hoop was an extension of her body.
That was
of
really, really good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was incredible.
That was.
How long have you been doing that?
I couldn't hear anything.
Well, that was amazing. How long have you been doing hula hooping?
A year?
What? That's all
Seriously.
It takes.
That
wow.
was amazing.
That was Cirque du Soleil, that was.
Well, listen, if you watch that on the website, then text us your reaction, please, to 81199. We'll speak to you in a minute, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. That was awesome.
And very soon, we will have to decide which of our 2 top talents will be on next week at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. Shall we confer?
Yes, let's confer. That. Let's do that. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Okay, so it's the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh. Next week, we are putting on 4 nights of cabaret starting on Monday, which you'll be able to listen to on Radio 1. You'll be able to watch on the BBC Red Button and also on the Radio 1 website. Grimmy is here.
Hi.
Dan and Phil are here.
Hello.
Our talent scouts. Hi. So we've seen Sam, the dubstep beatboxer. He wants to perform on webcam at the Fun and Filth Cabaret without leaving his house next week. But then so does Sarah, who was the extreme hula hooper. Mm-hmm. What reaction did we get to Sarah?
Well, we've got one here from Lizzie in Skipton that says, Zomfk, the hoop girl. The hoop girl. Wow.
Siobhan said, Sarah is amazing. She's got to be shown at Edinburgh.
That's good. We got, she was amazing. How the heck did she even do it? Grimmy must try it, please.
Oh. I will try it if you want at Edinburgh. I'm awful at it. I'm terrible at
good.
It. Maybe
so
she
bad.
Could teach me.
Vicky in Bristol said she was watching it sneakily on her work computer, which didn't give her an opinion.
Okay.
That's where she watched it.
Yeah.
And then we've got here saying, Scott, is she single? She's a ledge from Darren in his van.
There's always one.
Okay, I will ask Gary first of all, what five things that you liked about Sam's performance?
Five things I liked about Sam's performance. I made notes. I liked the wob noise, the dying animal noise.
Chewbacca.
The fact that he could say, psh, without getting spit on the camera.
Yeah.
A shared love of Boris Johnson. And I thought he was a little bit weird.
Right.
But in a nice way.
Yeah, in a good way. Mine were, there's no other acts like him. I don't know any impressionists that can do those kind of impressions. Mm-hmm. Does a variety of impressions each time. Like, each time we've spoken to him, he does different ones. I could probably watch a whole hour of it. He seems like fun, and he's got good curtains.
Great curtains.
And
great
for Sarah, the extreme hula hooper, what are you saying?
I thought I liked her hula skills, the skippy thing. Her bin bag wallpaper I thought was very chic and practical.
Yeah.
I like Avicii and her trousers.
Yeah. Well, yes. Mine were only been doing it a year, very impressive. Two, I could never do that because I couldn't, it would just go around my ankles. She's transferred her spare room into a hula studio using only bin bags. I enjoyed the music and I liked her trousers. Same.
Yeah.
Right. So
she's won because of trousers.
So we've come to a decision, and the person out of Sam and Sarah who's going to be appearing on their webcam and performing at the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh next week is dubstep beatboxer Sam.
Yeah.
You can see him now on the radio and website. He's putting his hands in the air because he's very, look, he's just so excited.
Look how happy
yes,
you made
Sam.
Him.
Yes, Sam.
Well done, Sam.
Good.
So, Sam.
Yeah, live that scene.
He's doing a little dance.
Yeah.
I'm well excited.
Are you excited?
Good.
Yeah.
And you can say that you have performed at the Edinburgh Festival after next week.
Oh, it'll be an honour, sir.
Well, listen, Sam, well done. Sorry to Sarah, but I think, Sam, you were great. And we will see you on your webcam in Edinburgh next week.
Yay!
Yes! Yeah. Thank you, Sam!
All right.
See you later.
Bye.
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 BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, a quick round of Oh What's Occurring, and it's Who's That Tweeting? Voice of the Tweets reads out some celebrity tweets. They love to tweet. You guess who it is. For 10 Scott Mills points, if you can get the correct person each time. 10 for each one. Chris is here, who has no recollection of any celebrity, so this should be good.
Aww.
Okay. So, who tweeted this?
I went through my hood last night and gave the little homies four-wheelers and dirt bikes. I remember wanting one so bad.
So, someone that calls their area the hood.
Yeah, and
homies.
Yeah.
Maybe someone from the hip-hop fraternity?
See, what's difficult here is I've got one name in my head, which is Sue Barker, but I just can't imagine...
It's not going to be her, is it?
Well, no.
I mean, she's on TV a lot at the moment. Think of someone a little bit hip-hop.
I'm going to go Chipmunk.
Chipmunk?
It's a good guess, isn't it?
10 Scott Mills points. Let's find out.
50 Cent.
50 Cent. You should have gone a bit more hip-hop there. If you said 50 Cent... Maybe you saw that tweet when he sent it. Give yourself 10 points. Who tweeted this?
Damn! Volley gals made quick work of that Italian number 6. They just swallowed, never chewed.
Right, I'd like okay. to hear that again.
Damn! Volley gals made quick work of that Italian number 6. They just swallowed, never chewed.
Is that about the Olympics?
It must be. I'm thinking innuendo. I'm thinking Phil Spencer.
Innuendo?
Yeah, well, just because of what was said. I'm wondering who would tweet something like that. I'm thinking Phil Spencer.
The answer is...
Samuel L. Jackson.
He is really good. You need to follow him. The tweets about the Olympics are so good.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He puts it like no one else does. And next...
Olympics travel update. Steven Gerrard just nicked my transfer car. But what can you do? He's Steven Gerrard, and I'm just me.
Oh, this game, it get...
Who is that? Who tweeted that?
Dave Benson Phillips.
Who?
Of Get Your Own Back.
Example.
Oh.
Who was probably at the Olympics. I doubt that Dave was. Unless, well, you may have got tickets in the ballot, who knows? And next.
Not a fan of a train, me.
Who doesn't like trains?
T
to Lisa.
Why?
Because I just can't imagine her on a train. I just can't. It's weird, that.
Aidan Grimshaw.
Oh.
Oh, he hates trains. You should know that. After that night out at the art gallery.
We didn't go on a train.
Hello, but well, I thought you might have. Why. I thought you might have talked about
it. He hates them.
And one more.
Listening to songs. Proper nice.
Who likes listening to songs?
Oh, this is vague. This is very vague. Boris Johnson.
Yes, it's vague, but you also choose the person that's furthest away from it. Is Boris Johnson your answer?
Go on.
So it's the middle of the Olympics.
Yeah.
And you're saying...
Boris Johnson, yes.
Boris Johnson is listening to songs.
He needs some downtime. It's a busy time for him.
The answer was...
Joey Essex.
Oh, do you want one more? Because you'll be useless at this.
If I meet Flo Rida, I'm going to get right in his grill and tell him what I think of him.
Who said that?
Who would have beef with Flo Rida?
Well, it's just maybe they're not a fan of his work. Some people don't like Flo Rida's music.
Not that many.
I can't think of any. Who said that?
James Corden.
James Corden.
Yeah.
What?
Come on.
Did you cheat?
No.
Right, okay then. If you got any of those, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. And that was Who's That Tweeting? Part of Oh, What's Occurring? Nick Grimshaw is next. Have a lovely evening. I'll see you tomorrow.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.